Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Welcome back to another edition of Capital Connection. Fridays during the noon report, we give you direct connection to what's happening in Albany and Harrisburg with the experts on the issues. At the state capitals, they are Jason McGuire of New Yorkers for Constitutional Freedoms and Michael Geer at the Pennsylvania Family Institute. Michael, I want to start with you and talk about election integrity. I remember last fall in November of 2020, fondly, you making remarks about the election, the presidential election, and how so much of that night didn't pass the smell test for you. Why can't we have honest conversations in this country about voting rights, voting reforms, without people who raise questions being lumped to those crazies who stormed the Capitol back on January 6th? What is needed to restore confidence in voting again in Pennsylvania?
If I had the answer to that, I'd be a wealthy man. I mean, everybody's looking for how to crack that nut. The whole issue of election integrity is one that comes up all the time here in Pennsylvania. Can we trust them in the future? And what happened here in Pennsylvania with the Pennsylvania Supreme Court insinuating itself and changing laws in the midst of it, blaming COVID for those changes, and then the Secretary of State of Pennsylvania making additional changes and counties doing it differently, There's plenty of reason to wonder what happened in Pennsylvania. Was it truly fully transparent and legitimate? And I would say no, it was not fully transparent. And hopefully the forensic look that the Pennsylvania Senate is engaged in will help to get some answers and maybe take us in a positive direction. Election integrity is vitally important.
It's hard to have a democracy without it. Let's talk about the pro-life debate in New York State heating up once again, Jason. Governor Hochul showed where she stands on this issue in no uncertain terms this week, blasting the Texas fetal heartbeat law. I thought it was kind of interesting using the word grotesque while she condemned legislation that would ban abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected. She is kind of using Texas to beat this drum again in New York when it comes to the Reproductive Health Act, which you have talked about a lot on this program. What will this mean exactly for this issue in New York?
You know, I'm thinking back to when it was Cuomo versus Trump here in the state. It seemed every day there was kickback to what was going on. And now we're seeing that with Governor Kathy Hochul. She's finding foils what's happening in Texas to distract from what's happening in New York. Perhaps most disturbing, though, is her call for censorship, essentially. She was bothered by the fact that pro-life groups were posting information regarding the truths about the Reproductive Health Act after its passage, and is now calling on social media like Facebook and others to actually push back and not allow that message to get out. She calls it misinformation, but will not document it. We believe it's truth, and it's helping people to understand the realities about the sanctity of human life that she does not like.
Yeah, and you never see the media bias more pronounced, Michael, than when it comes to this issue. It's just unbelievable how the mainstream media has spun this story out of Texas. The narrative is that it is an inherently an evil piece of legislation. I don't read anywhere in the U.S. Constitution that states do not have the right to set their own abortion rules, which is what Texas did here. I'm sure this is going to be a big conversation for you as you get ready for this March for Life coming up later this month.
It's hard to imagine an issue that's more front and center in Pennsylvania nationally than the sanctity of life, both with what happened in Texas, the case before the United States Supreme Court, the Dobbs case out of Mississippi, that could potentially lead to the overturn of Roe versus Wade. And right here in Pennsylvania, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court has a case before it that could lead to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court requiring state taxpayer funding of abortion and could even toss out all of the existing pro-life laws here in Pennsylvania. So it's vitally important that Pennsylvanians turn out for the Pennsylvania March for Life on September 27th. We have buses leaving from all over the listening area. People who are hearing my voice, there's likely a bus leaving from somewhere in their region or their county, and they can find out more information about that at pafamily.org.
You've got another event we're going to talk about in just a minute, but first, Jason, on your website, 5 good reasons to get out and vote on November 2nd. This is an off-year election, Jason. Turnout traditionally very low, but you're saying you need to get out and vote, and there's 5 good reasons why. Tell us why.
Yeah, this year there will be 5 proposed constitutional amendments on the ballot. And so most Novembers, you know, you're voting for, you think of bigger things. This time it's mostly local offices, mayors, judges, that kind of thing. But these 5 proposals could have greater impact on the political life here in New York than most other races. There's an effort, for example, to impede the redistricting process and to allow Democrats to gerrymander districts here in New York. Early voting access, other things that I think would weaken election integrity here in New York. We don't have time to get into all 5 of those, but there's a great article on our website that I'm sure we'll talk about at the end of this program.
All right, Michael, let's get away from some of the more controversial things and talk about vaccine mandates. because let's strike while the iron's hot, right? Of course, yeah. The fallout continues from what the president said last week. Companies of more than 100 workers get the shot or get tested weekly. We're talking 2/3 of the American workforce. If I had a buck for every time someone is asked, is that legal? I'd be a millionaire. But talk about what this means for this country and that fine line that many think the federal government is walking right now.
Well, the whole situation has happened through COVID and sort of the changing stories and the different mandates and the administration saying we'll never do this, and then 2 weeks later saying they are doing the exact thing they said they wouldn't do, has created a level of distrust of public health authorities and those things that I think it's going to be hard to recover. Mm-hmm. With regard to the mandates, I mean, we're talking to people every day here at Pennsylvania Family Institute and our lawyers here, people who are facing job loss. A gentleman came to me at church just on Sunday about he doesn't know what he's going to do because he has not been vaccinated and does not want to be vaccinated. He's already had COVID, and he faces a loss of income, and that's happening all across this country, and a challenge that ultimately I don't know how it's going to resolve, because it's pitting people against people, people against their company, and again, putting people in very significant financial hardship.
Yeah, you said more than a year ago, Jason, when this thing first started, that we've got to make room for each other. We have to make space for each other, because there are some people who are not going to get the shot. And what are we going to do to those people? And now in New York this week, a judge has issued a temporary ruling when it comes to the health care vaccine mandate. But you talk about these mandates coming at a time when we need these workers and there's already a shortage of workers. I can't even begin to think of the repercussions of these executive orders. What are your thoughts on this as these vaccine mandates heat up again?
Well, I think you got 2 things going on. You got the federal mandates coming out of President Biden and his administration. Then at the state level, already we're seeing some court victories early at the state level, and I think we'll see more of them. And I ultimately believe that the mandate will be overturned at the federal level as well. There's a coercive power of government that's being employed here, but it is not really what I think is in the best interest of its citizens. There are constitutional rights to refuse medical treatment, and frankly, this pandemic, I do not think justifies the level to which government is encroaching on individual liberties.
Yeah, it does seem unprecedented there. Hey, real quickly, in about a minute left, guys, I want you both to plug something that's on your website. We'll give those sites at the end of the program. But the end of October, act fast because it's filling up, Michael, your yearly Friends of the Family Banquet, the biggest fundraiser that you do in the year. You've got a very special guest. I think our listeners are going to know who this lady is right off the bat. Tell us who it is, and is there still time for folks to go?
It's a brilliant young Christian woman, an attorney. People know her name, Kayleigh McEnany. She was a press secretary for President Donald Trump. She has spoken at some of our sister organizations to rave reviews, giving her testimony and talk about her faith in the public square. And we're really excited about it. And people who want to find out more, again, as you said, it is filling up fast. So people who may have an interest in coming, it's October 30th at the Hershey Lodge and Convention Center. Tickets are available at pafamily.org.
All right. And then, you know, kids have been back to school for a little while, whether it's the mask debate or the vaccine debate. Jason, you have a wonderful tool on your website, a back-to-school resource that parents can use to help them advocate for their children this school year. How does this help parents?
Yeah, we've got a wonderful resource there you mentioned that's really been put together by Focus on the Family and Family Policy Alliance. but it really helps parents to understand what their rights are and just to know what the issues are regarding their faith and what their kids are facing in school. So it helps parents to advocate for their kids, that back-to-school guide for parents. I really would encourage Christian parents to get that, particularly if your kids are in the public school system, so you know what's going on and you know what to do about it.
All right. I had a chance to go and check that out. Wonderful resource there. So much going on. If you want to go to the Friends of the Family Banquet with Kaylee McEnany, Michael, or more information on that, Pro-Life March coming up soon. You've got a site, folks can check it out. Where is that, sir?
PAFamily.org.
And stay informed. Get your hands on that back-to-school resource. So much going on in our public schools right now, Jason. Where can folks find that?
AlbanyUpdate.com.